The southbound Amtrak passenger train was traveling from St. Albans, Vermont to Washington, D.C. when it hit rocks that had fallen from a ledge onto the tracks in Northfield, about 20 miles southwest of Montpelier. The locomotive and one of the passenger coaches tumbled down an embankment. Three passenger cars left the tracks but remained upright. At a press conference Monday streamed on bigstory.ap.org, Governor Peter Shumlin said there is no reason to believe negligence was involved.
This track was rebuilt. It was a state-of-the-art track. Ledge slides happen. This is an example of a rail track that got rebuilt with federal money. It's state-of-the-art. There's no reason to believe that the rebuilding that rail had anything to do with this accident. This really is an example of a freak of nature.
Six passengers were taken to the Central Vermont Medical Center where they were treated and released. One crew member was taken to the Dartmouth Medical Center. There were no fatalities. Vermont Director of the Division of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, Christopher Herrick, says their role was scaled back significantly Monday afternoon.
The emergency really was over when we've accounted for all the passengers and Amtrak employees, and the environmental hazard had been mitigated. At that point, there's no real reason for emergency management to have continued involvement.
An Amtrak spokesperson emailed their latest service alert. It indicates Amtrak is limited as to the information they can provide because the tracks are owned by the New England Central Railroad. That company must repair the tracks and return the route to service. Amtrak, meanwhile, will provide transportation via bus north of Springfield, Massachusetts, that will mimic the train schedule as closely as possible. Investigators from the Federal Railroad Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board arrived Monday afternoon and are now in charge of the scene. Governor Peter Shumlin and Amtrak President and CEO Joseph Boardman met with the media late this morning in Northfield, streamed live on WPTZ television. The governor said they hope to repair the rail tracks quickly.
The NTSB is on site right now, obviously confirming exactly what caused the challenges. And we believe that obviously the freak incident of lead falling on the track led to the challenges that we're facing. It doesn't appear to be a situation of a conductor driving too fast or not doing anything improper. Having said that, we're going to get the Amtrak Vermonter back up and running as quick as we possibly can. We expect that cranes and other equipment will be in there moving the cars. They'll take them down to a siding in Roxbury, Vermont. We will bring on new cars, fix the track, and our hope is to have the Vermonter back up and running in days, not weeks.
Amtrak CEO Boardman was relieved that there were no severe injuries. He was peppered with questions about trains passing by ledges.
Well, everybody has problems with rocks, whether it's on the highway or whether it's in railroads. And they haven't decided, at least last I knew, that they would bring a geologist along for this particular investigation, but they have access and staffing of a geologist to take a look at that.
There's no reason to believe that Vermont's ledges are looser than other ledges around the country.
The rail bed was damaged during the derailment. The track, operated by New England Central Railroad, was upgraded in 2013, and the speed limit was raised from 55 to 59 miles per hour. Calls to New England Central Railroad were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Brackley, WAMC News.